throughout the course of the class system, until very recently. Some among we commoners, circumstances permitting, traveled whatever amount of world they could traverse to learn, to teach. And these moved about without constraint of borders in search of the truth. Because as Emily Dickinson said, the truth is circular. And as we heard from Carlos Santana recently, to find oneself, you must lose oneself. And I would add, in your brothers and sisters, in the throng of them, both among the present and among the ancestors who long for human freedom. And most particularly for us today, in those who understand the need for dismantling our deep conditioning of service to the state, which is also in us training in powerlessness. And then consciously reknitting our allegiance to each other and the earth. We all, under class, receive deep training in powerlessness as infants. When we see adult distress, and then our own, and then are told in blows and boredom and curses and coldness, in false feeling expressed, and in obliviousness, you can do nothing about it. And so we let ourselves go. I mean, you can actually see this in two-year-olds. You could see them trying to tempt adults back to themselves, back to reality, back to playfulness, back to joy. And then the ongoing perplexity, why? Why not? What's wrong? And you can also see them give up on it, you know? See them bow to what feels like the inevitable. Powerlessness trained in us, beginning with our parents, because they have no choice. They have to work. We don't own ourselves. Alice Miller told of one patient who recalled in therapeutic treatment how he took his authentic self at age 3 and buried it ceremoniously. We said there are 3 things to weave into our thinking, discussing, planning for a free future of self-determined, not coerced work. The importance of factoring hidden power into our analysis, and we're going to be talking about that particularly next week, but it comes up as we look at, we see, we have a concrete illustration of that in this, one of the articles from Slingshot. The importance of factoring hidden power into our analysis, the importance of our having an accurate understanding of the state also comes up. And the importance of seeing and overcoming the implicit bias called contempt for the common, reverence for the intellectual. And this one is not expressed openly. As we said, it's implicit bias. It's so assumed. It's not even teased out for particular attention, you know, for our discussion. But it's so there. Built into how we talk with each other, who gets to speak, what's considered legitimate. Once we begin to discuss these things, I think we'll see that they fit one into the other neatly, as hidden power stays hidden by being embedded, by their embedding themselves in us. This is what Marcuse called the democratic introjection of the masters into their subjects, both by means of we parents and then by means of so-called education, to reinforce, pound tightly in that early learning, so-called.